where the leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has urged Muslims to grasp the major Hajj pilgrimage as an opportunity to highlight the Islamic world's issues. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei made the comments in an address to Iranian Hajj officials ahead of the annual event in the Saudi city of Mecca. Ayatollah Ali Khamenei hailed the Hajj as a manifestation of the Islamic unity and Muslims' power and the best occasion for them to express their views. The leader further called on Saudi Arabia to ensure pilgrims' safety and security in the course of the Hajj. He pointed to a deadly stampede and a crane collapse which took place in Mecca 2 years ago, saying Iranians will never forget the incidents. Hundreds of pilgrims, among them more than 470 Iranians, lost their lives in the tragedies. And to offer us more insight on that story, we're now joined by lecturer at Johannesburg Al-Mustafa University, Mr. Sayyid Abdullah Hosseini, who's joining us in our studios here in Tehran. Mr. Hosseini, welcome to the program. Ayatollah Khamenei has stated that the pilgrims should seize this opportunity to address the most pressing issues of the Muslim world. What are some of those issues that should be discussed and are important at most in this point in time?
Well, we have a lot of problems today at the Islamic world. The biggest problem is that the first Qibla and the direction of prayers of all Muslims, called Masjid al-Aqsa, is still under occupation by the Israeli regime. And the players, those who want to pray in this mosque, even also has been restricted. It's amazing. It's so questionable that the people for going to pray in a mosque has to be, moved toward the checkpoints, and their body must be checked, and all of those process and the humiliation which they go through for just going to the Masjid al-Aqsa and praying. There is a lot of issues. The region is in war. In Syria, we have conflict. In Yemen, we have conflict. Muslims are not united. And the Hajj is the biggest conference in the world, a gathering place of 3 to 4 million people, which they come from all over the world. In fact, the representations of the Muslims, the representatives of Muslims from all over the world, they are assembling in Mecca every year. When 4 million Muslims from all parts of the world are under one roof in one city, what a best place to talk about all of those problems surrounding the Islamic communities and Islamic world. For example, if we have problem in Palestine, and every day the people of Palestine is under the occupation and under the pressure and all the oppression of the Israeli regime, where we can talk about it if we cannot speak about it in a gathering in Mecca when 4 million people are together? This is the greatest opportunity that Muslims can have, and unfortunately the unqualified performers and authorities of the Hajj ceremony have banned all of the political activities, political actions, to that extent that in, say, about 25 years ago, when the Muslim, the Shia and the pilgrims from all over the world, they came and participate in a demonstration against the Israeli regime, 450 of them has been killed brutally by the Saudi regime, and still that file is open, and the other issues which is also surrounding the Islamic world. Unfortunately, the Saudi regime always just trying to make it only a spiritual occasion, which you should not talk about the problems that we have around the world, and in this way they are actually cooperating with the Muslim enemies.
As you mentioned, this is one of the largest annual gatherings in the world, which means that the issue of security is of utmost importance. Ayatollah Khamenei also highlighted the security shortcomings of the Saudis. Of course, he's alluding to what took place back in September 2015, the incident at the Grand Mosque, and of course the Mena tragedy, where so many questions still remain unanswered.
We'll compare the ceremony of Hajj with the ceremony of the Arba'in in Karbala, with no any facilities the new government of Iraq actually can manage to have to host 40 million, 25 million minimum, has been reported by the foreign media, that gathering during the days of Arba'in in Karbala. But I mean, for example, last year 25 million people, they came together, and there was no any one incident reported during the pilgrims and the visitation of the 40 million people in Karbala. What is happening? Why the Saudi regime, those who are calling themselves the custodians of the two shrines, are not capable of having a secure Hajj? One day the crane falls down and 21 people been killed inside the shrine, the holy mosque, the holy Kaaba, surrounding the Kaaba in the yard. And the other day 7,000 people has been killed in Mina. And every year we have incidents in the process of the ceremony of Hajj, and it seems that all of these are the sign of the incompetence of the Saudi regime to host this. That's why there is a suggestion strongly supported by the majority of the Muslims around the world that the Hajj ceremony must be under a council represented by all Muslims around the world for them to take the authority of the Hajj and do the ceremony under their supervision.
Thank you very much, sir. Sayyid Abdul Husseini joining us in our studios here in Tehran.